Heidi and Frank Show. We'll get back to your calls soon about gender equality and who gets out of bed to check out that scary sound in the middle of the night. Is it always the guy?
I bet Penn Jillette gets up to protect his wife.
Is that true, Penn?
Scary sound.
That's what I figured. You are the scary sound. Penn Jillette.
I am the one who knocks. I am the scary sound. If I get up in the middle of the night, they're scared of me.
Can you imagine if you were breaking into Penn Jillette's house and he is the guy you see, the first thing you see?
You're like, so sorry, sir. I'll go down the street. It's fine.
Remember George Harrison? I mean, do you guys remember that story?
What's the story again?
I mean, George Harrison of the Beatles.
He got stabbed,
someone
right?
Broke into his house, and he beat him with a lamp.
Broke into the wrong house.
Who knew George Harrison was such a badass?
George Harrison, a badass with a lamp. All that Hare Krishna stuff, no. He's down in Chinatown.
Now, Penn Jillette, he has launched a Fund Anything campaign. It started a couple of days ago, September 17th, and he wants to raise $1 million to produce a new movie. So far, you've got $61,511.
In 2 days?
So we're almost there.
Well, that's impressive.
Almost there.
But fundanything.com/Penn. This is a trend of people getting on there and have an idea, and they want the help from the audience who wants to go see this. Tell us about this project.
I've been doing a lot of it from the other side. You know, ever since crowdfunding started, just in the past few years, I've thrown money into comic books and inventions and charity and all sorts of stuff. And the last two movies I made a movie called The Aristocrats, and I made a movie called Tim's Vermeer that's playing around right now. And those both did very, very well, and I had the money to be able to do those. But now I want to make a movie where I'm a psychopath, where I'm the kind of guy that your wife would make you go check on in the middle of the night. And that is enough out of what people used to see me do. And it's also expensive enough because I want to have effects in it and want it to be a scripted movie as opposed to a documentary. That I'm going to people and saying, you know, is this the kind of movie you'd like to see me do? If so, you know, want to buy a DVD in advance, want to get a part in the movie, want to see the script, you know, we'll give you stuff if you let us make this movie. And I teamed up with Adam Rifkin, who's a great director. And if you go to fundanything.com/Penn, you can see a 4-minute video that we made that isn't us asking for money, but rather is a pretty good indication of the kind of movie we want to make.
And so give us the quick pitch to our audience about what this movie you want to make.
Well, the movie, you know, we've taken for granted the director's commentary. You've all watched director's commentary. And I just want to make the director's commentary into a character in the movie. So you hear the director's commentary, which is my voice. And as the director's commentary goes on, you start to realize the person that's giving you the director's commentary in this soothing kind of nice voice that you're trusting is kind of rolling over you is actually not the director of the movie, but is a psychopath who's gotten a hold of the hard drive with all the footage and has now kidnapped the female lead in the movie and is holding her captive and making her act out the movie.
Whoa.
So you get to see the two movies happening together. You get to hear my director's commentary, and you get to see my director's cut, which is not actually the movie that you think you're seeing. So it's kind of that being taken over.
It sounds super original.
And it's me. It's me, you know, who tries so hard to be a nice guy on Celebrity Apprentice, tries so hard to have the patience and put up with that, being able to really get out, kick ass, and be pure evil. And if you watch the video on fundanything.com, I think you'll see what pure evil can look like.
Fundanything.com/Penn. Now, if we go there, we watch the video, we've heard the quick pitch right now, and we donate. You said the things that we get, like souvenirs or it says here.
You know, for all about the money, you get, you know, the script and you get DVDs and posters and so on. But for a very small amount of money, you know, like, you know, $100, you get to go to, you know, the red carpet. We're doing a big screening in every major city, certainly in L.A. And also you get to go and hang out with me and with Adam.
Can I get some of your famous delicious ice cream?
Yeah, be really part of the process. You know, if you've ever done crowdfunding before. Like I said, I've done it a lot from the other side. You really get to be part of watching whatever you're doing get done, and I find that really fun. I mean, I find that the campaigns I've been involved in from the other side, from giving money, I've enjoyed the process of watching it be put together as much as I enjoy the finished product.
Yeah, I like this whole idea of people pooling their money for things that they actually want to see and not being forced to see things that other people think that they want to see.
Yes.
I mean, this is a great idea. It's a great concept. Go to fundanything.com/pen. Watch the 4-minute video and donate some money. Collect that $1 million for them. And I can't wait to see this thing, man. I think it's going to be great.
We'll donate, Pen.
Thank you so much. Be part of it.
Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.